Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A hadith sharif says, a man says, my wealth, whereas his wealth really consists of what he eats and uses up, what he wears and he wears it out, and what he gives as sadaqah and so preserves for the akhirah. Everything else is left for his heirs. Another hadith sharif says, many a dirham is of greater value than 100,000 dirhams. It is a dirham earned in a halal way and spent most happily for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is better than spending 100,000 dirhams earned in a doubtful way. Another point to consider when paying zakat is that a person should try to give it to such people that bring him the most rewards. Look for people who have one or more of the following six qualities. Number one, the person should be pious and good, not worried about the dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, don't let anyone but the pious eat your food. The reason is that the pious man will get strength from your food for his ibadat, and because of your food, you will share the blessings and rewards of his ibadat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the person should be an alim or a student of deen. In this way, you will be helping him to get knowledge, and learning deen is the best of all ibadat. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, the famous muhaddith and a great buzurg saint, he would be kind and generous to the ulama. When someone asked him, wouldn't it be better if you also did favors to other people? He replied, I think that only the prophets alayhi wasalam are higher than the ulama. The third person, the person receiving sadaqah, should be a strong believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he gets a gift from someone, he gives thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing from his heart that the favor was really from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who alone and no one else is the true giver. When this is his belief, then a person does not look at the causes of things, but looks up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Doing a favor to such a person is more rewarding than giving favors to a person who thanks you all the time. The person who is speaking good about you today may speak bad about you the next time when you do not help him. However, a strong believer will never speak bad about you, because he knows that it is really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the true giver. SubhanAllah.